Have you ever had doubts in your faith? Have you doubted that God even exists, or maybe doubted who Jesus is in this picture, and maybe even doubted what it is we're going to celebrate soon? Well, if you have had doubts in your faith, you're not alone. I mean, over my life, I've had so many God moments, so many thin space encounters that have just sealed my knowledge and my belief and just knowing of that goodness and the God and it exists and it's in my life. Yet, even with those, those blessings that have guided me, those blessings that have given me hope and courage, those blessings that have gotten me through hard times of doubt in myself, maybe because I just felt like I didn't have the skills to get through something, or maybe it was just what was going on in my life was so painful that I couldn't deal with it. It didn't feel God and experience God in it or there with me. Yet even with those, I've had my doubts. I've had doubts in my faith in God, and I've had doubts that that saving act of Jesus was there in my life. Maybe these doubts show up in my life when I get distracted, when I stop paying attention to what I believe God to be, and that's ever-presence. I mean, I can't make God go away, right? So, but I can get distracted of that ever-presence. Or maybe this doubt shows up when I get just overwhelmed by the world. And in doing that, the God that I see becomes smaller and smaller, and the box that I put God in just shrinks up. Maybe I begin to doubt when I try to define God by the world's standards instead of letting God define me in the world. So if you are one who ever doubts, we are in good company. When John heard in prison that what the Messiah was doing, he sent word by his disciples and said to him, "Are you the one who is to come, or are we to wait for another?" This is John the Baptist asking the question. I mean, John, he's the one who told Jesus that Jesus should be baptizing him, not him baptizing Jesus. And when Jesus insisted and John baptized him, a voice from heaven says, "This is my son, the beloved, which whom I am well pleased." I don't know. If you heard a voice from heaven say, "This is my son, the beloved, with whom I am well pleased," would you ever doubt it? Yet John's asked the question. John wants to know, are you the one who is to come, or are we to wait for another? I mean, why John's doubt? Where'd this doubt come from? Now, in John's tradition, is he just letting tradition and worldly expectation define for him what the Messiah is supposed to look like? We just heard last week in the gospel reading what John expected of the Messiah. While he stood in the cleansing waters of the River Jordan, John preached, "I baptize you with water and repentance, but one who is more powerful than I is coming after me, and I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor and will gather his wheat into the granary, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." That was his expectation. That's who's preaching the Messiah to be. Now, one aspect of their tradition was of a Messiah that was this military, earthly, mighty power that was to come in and strong arm and take over governments and dish out fiery judgment. John subscribed to this. But this is not happening. In another part of their tradition, the Messiah would bring hope and healing to the blind, the deaf, the mute, and the lame. This was happening. But the box John has put God in was too small. John couldn't imagine God working in the world and the Messiah working in the world in a different way than that strong arm, powerful Messiah. Yet, he asked the question. He wants to know, are you the one who is to come, or are we to wait for another? John, though having stood next to Jesus following his baptism, hears the voice of God come down with a blessing upon Jesus, letting him know who Jesus really was. John is doubting Jesus. But if you read the scriptures, we really learn Jesus is really good with dealing with us doubters. He's good at it. He faces it a lot from those who follow him around and claim to be believers and disciples. He's had a lot of practice. But John wants to know, and he sends his disciples, because he's still got, he doesn't know, he's still preaching his message. It's getting him in trouble. He's in prison. But he sends his disciples, go and to ask Jesus this question. And he says, Jesus says, go and tell John what you hear and see. It's not really the voice of God coming down, is it? To answer that question, are you the Messiah? Are you the one? No. Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, the poor have good news brought to them. And blessed is anyone who takes no offense at me. Jesus doesn't scold John for his doubts. You just heard him. He just praised John. Highest praise given right there in today's scripture for what John was. So he didn't send a message of judgment back to John for doubting him. He teaches him. But in any lesson we get taught, we still have to decide. Do we believe what we're being taught or not? So John, when he hears what his disciples are telling him, he has to decide if what they're seeing and what he's hearing is the truth. This new understanding that God could be working this way with this Messiah. So many doubters. I mean, just go back and look at Peter. Just him alone in the Gospels and how many times he doubted and Jesus taught him. Maybe this question, are you the one who is to come or are we to wait for another? Maybe this really applies to us today. Are we embracing a Messiah that we're to live out in peace, in bringing hope, bringing light to the world? Or do we really want some strong-armed Messiah to come in and just fix it for us? I don't know. I think it's a good question for us today. But if you are one who doubts, I want you to embrace your doubts. I don't want you to feel judgment from your doubts, because that's not what Jesus did. What Jesus did was to teach us and to have us decide, to have us to choose. And if we choose this Messiah of love and peace and hope and bringer of the light, then there just may be an urgency for us to respond to the world with that message. Because the world needs that message. The world needs to know about love and hope and the good news of Jesus Christ. Amen.